WRCQ, the Golden 91Q, and keep it coming, love, love, love. It's KC, of course, the Sunshine Band here. It's 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock for our Saturday nighttime affair together here. Penn State over Utah State today, 16-7. This is college football. Also Maryland over Syracuse at a score of 24-10. Navy over Air Force. There was a bit of rivalry involved there, 10-7. Also Army over Villanova, 34-32. A closey there. Put you in a good mood. 1963 gold is what it's doing, too. What it is the Dixie Bells and down at Papa Joe's.
Hey, there's a place in New Orleans that serves fried chicken with toilet greens. Crawfish bisque treat you right. And Papa Joe plays that every night. A little bar can't do to say step right in. And you can bet a whole dollar she's me, your friend. Everybody there has a tolerable time down at Papa Joe's. Papa Joe's got a swinging band. You can rock and roll to Dixieland. The customer knows it's the place to go down at Papa
down at Papa Joe's there, 1963 or 1964 or so there for the Dixie Bell Golden Q tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed Star Wars, you'll really go bananas this Sunday at Connecticut Dragway. You will see the first annual East Coast Jet Dragster Nationals. All 8 jets from throughout the country will be here. Bill Matteo from Chicago in Firejet, 240 miles an hour. Bob Motz, Cleveland, Ohio, Wildfire Jet, 238 miles an hour. Lavin Cook, Los Angeles, Force Special Jet, 239 miles an hour. Frank Oglesby, Atlanta, Georgia, Traveling Man Jet, 246 miles an hour. Wayne Newth, Chicago, Odyssey Jet, 248 miles an hour. Mike Evagene, Cape Coral, Florida, Earthquake Jet, 249 miles an hour. Doug Rose, Milwaukee, Green Mamba Jet, 252 miles an hour. Roger Gustin, Cincinnati, Untouchable Jet Dragster, 254 miles an hour. Who will be crowned champ in this thunderous and dangerous race? Don't miss an event you'll never forget. Plus a well-rounded out racing program. The thunderous jet dragsters line up at 2:30. Directions from Colchester Center take Route 16 to the sign and then to the East Coast Jet Nationals at Connecticut Dragway this Sunday.
91Q, it's 16 minutes in front of 7 o'clock.
Can you buy a color TV at a better deal than you'll get at Bernie's? Bernie's is having a trade-in spectacular now during Bernie's 30th birthday store-wide sale. Buy a brand new Zener TV. Bernie's has them priced with trade-in as low as $298. That's right, a Zenith 100% solid-state portable color TV, just $298 with trade-in. Bernie's, built through 30 years of value service leadership, offering brand name appliances and televisions, and offering you more. Free delivery, free service, free removal of your old appliance, and a free 90-day payment plan. A trade-in spectacular. Trade for any Zenith, portable or console, with trade-in as low as $298. Sale in progress in Bloomfield, Manchester, Vernon, Wethersfield, and West Hartford. So the question comes up, can you buy a Zenith color TV at a better deal than you'll get at Bernie's?
Nowhere, no way, no how.
that you wear in high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do-do-do. One-horse apparition provided by a magician. Do-do-do. Looking out my back door.
Sickles and icicles. From 1963, that was the Mermaids on the Golden Q. Songs in the Key of Life, that's the album. And this is Stevie Wonder with another star, another one of those songs. Up to news time with Dick White. 10 minutes away from 7 now.
For you. 91Q, Total Information News, 5 minutes sooner. I'm Dick White. The State Department says the United Nations diplomatic efforts by President Carter and Secretary of State Cyrus Vance have improved Soviet-American relations as well as prospects of resuming Middle East peace talks. Department spokesman John Tratner says Carter's activities at the UN General Assembly session last week provided an unparalleled opportunity for the United States to demonstrate faith in the UN and to expound its views on many issues. It's 6:55.
West Farm's Mall is a world ever-changing and growing. West Farm's Mall, like a magic show, always glowing. There's always something new, great things to see and do. West Farm's Mall, a new way.
That's class. That's music. That's West Farm's. Yes, everyone, this Sunday, October 9th at 12:30, it's concert time again at West Farm's. So join us in the Grand Court and enjoy the contemporary jazz sounds of Don Chouinard and Sound Revival. And after the concert, relax and enjoy great shopping in over 110 West Farm shops, all filled with smashing sensations for the new season. Sunday shopping and Sunday songs for you at West Farm's.
West Farm's Mall, a new way.
A building collapsed in Spartanburg, South Carolina today. At least four bodies have been recovered so far. Dennis Schrieffer reports.
Six men were standing outside the structure at about 11:15 this morning. The one man who escaped unharmed said one of the victims looked up and said, "Good Lord, that thing's coming down." The first body was found at about 12:30. The other bodies were pulled out at intervals this afternoon. The victims were from Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, and Spartanburg, South Carolina, and worked for the prime contractor, a demolition company, and the city of Spartanburg. Eyewitnesses said that the top of the building collapsed about 10 feet, then the whole structure fell backwards, then directly down on top of the men. It was scheduled to be demolished Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. This is Dennis Schrieffer reporting from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
And here in Connecticut, 6th District Congressman Toby Moffitt stopped by Hartford Friday to meet the press. He hit on a number of items, including what he called the Senate's destruction of President Carter's energy package. Time to start from scratch, he said. But Moffitt was also asked about his future political ambitions. Would he like to be governor?
I doubt it. Number one, I like what I'm doing. Number two, I'm not sure I'd be the world's greatest governor because of the give and take, mostly the give that the job involves. That's all. It's extremely challenging if to anyone who cares about the state and is honored enough to have their name mentioned. So I'm not closing the door completely.
President Carter today reluctantly signed into law a bill which requires a case-by-case review before veterans' benefits can be approved for the 16,000 Vietnam-era veterans who've received upgraded discharges since the president took over. Aides say the president considered vetoing that bill. New Orleans longshoremen are trying to decide whether to keep the entire port of New Orleans closed or limit their strike to container ships, as the International Longshoremen's Association has done all along the Atlantic and the Gulf coasts. It was hotter than usual in the West Texas desert today as 33 fires were burning under the cauldrons of cooks gathered for the 11th World Championship Chili Cook-Off. The cooks each have their own particular gimmick to add to the frivolity of the event. Take Tom Griffin's Buzzard Breath Chili. It starts with 8 pounds of cow meat and finishes with a flick of cigar ashes. And in addition to the Chili Cook-Off, there are other events like the Funny Martini Contest. In sports this afternoon, the New York Yankees squared the American League Championship Series at 2 games apiece by defeating the Kansas City Royals by a score of 6-4. And in college football activity, Williams defeated Trinity 28-0 this afternoon. It was Dartmouth over Yale 3-0. Rutgers 42, UConn 18, Wesleyan 24, Coast Guard 7. Going to Hartford weather, rainy and windy tonight with a low temperature in the upper 40s. Rain tomorrow, high in the low 60s. It'll be clearing in the afternoon tomorrow, turning partly cloudy and cool with a low temperature tomorrow night in the 40s. It's 50 in Plainville, 52 downtown.
It just doesn't add up. Why all this talk about free checking when now checking at United Bank gets more? Now checking pays you a full 5% interest. And with a minimum balance of $500, there are no service charges. And your interest adds up to better than $2 a month, at least 25 bucks a year. And that beats free checking any day. What adds up to a better deal than free checking? Now checking at United Bank. United Bank makes you feel like a million. Now.
Stop raking, bagging, and hauling now and next spring, too. See the great guys at Carbone Power Equipment about best buys on Boland's mulching mowers. You'll literally pulverize leaves this fall, returning organic phosphorus to the soil. And the Boland's mulch is grass so fine you never rake, and needed nitrogen is returned to the soil. Boland's mulching mowers really work, so you don't have to. Sale prices now on the 22-inch self-propelled and the 18 and 22-inch hand-propelled models at Carbone Power Equipment, 189 Newington Road in Elmwood, West Hartford. See the great guys for best buys.
91Q's top story, words of praise for Carter and Vance from the State Department.
WRCQ New Britain, Greater Hartford's 91Q.
I need love, love.
Q, 3 minutes after 7 o'clock tonight here on a Greg Adams affair for a Saturday night. You can't hurry, love. Oh, no, no, no. Just have to wait, baby. They're the Supremes from 1966 as we go up to the 8th floor, please. Paul Nicholas.
She said, just as we had started to climb together, looking up, I said, hey, look, maybe I can see you tonight. And she said,
never.
Well, thought I was out of luck. But 10 seconds later, somehow we got stuck in that elevator.
Heaven on the 7th floor. Heaven on the 7th floor.
I wanna tell you,
well, I've never been so high before.
So don't you rescue me. Never set me free.
Girl,
I said, oh yeah. Looks like we could be here all night together.
Ooh,
is it fun? She said, you'd better have us out in 5 minutes time.
Whatever.
Please could you make it 10? Had to be operator. I'm having so much fun in this house.
Heaven on the 7th floor. Heaven on the
91Q. Just my luck. Whenever I use that elevator, it works. There, Paul Nicholas, Heaven on the Floor, going up on a Greg Adams affair here. It's going up on the charts, too, at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, or in other words, 7:07, and WRCQ is awarding a scholarship. Yes, we are. This is a fully paid scholarship to Dick Robinson's Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Hartford. Now, the way it works, all students who are accepted for classes that start on October 31st are eligible, and then one student out of these will be selected on the basis of talent and need, then his or her tuition will be fully paid by 91Q. Now, we're awarding the scholarship for a couple of good reasons, mainly to help increase interest in broadcasting, and second of all, to further the recognition of talent in Greater Hartford. So for complete details, call the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, please do, at 232-9988, and then simply say, what about the WRCQ Scholarship Award?
Did you know that 78% of the couples who buy diamond engagement rings choose them because they like the style? That's right. In a recent survey, Leroy's Keepsake Diamond Center found that styling was the most important consideration in choosing a diamond engagement ring. That's why Leroy's carries Keepsake Registered Perfect Diamond Rings. You see, Keepsake, fashion leader in diamond ring styling for nearly 90 years. And Leroy's has over 300 different Keepsake styles to show you. 8 to 10 times the selection found in the average jewelry store. You're sure to find that special style you've been looking for at Leroy's Keepsake Diamond Center, where you can charge it, even if you're under 21.
Keepsake,
keepsake, there is no finer diamond.
Keepsake.
Leroy's on the lower level next to Sage Island West Farms Mall.
A 180-pound Reuben, do you believe that? A 180-pound Reuben sandwich constructed by the Dilly Dally restaurants, made with massive slices of corned beef, slabs of Swiss cheese, more than 2 feet in thickness, a mound of sauerkraut the size of a Volkswagen, and huge cauldrons of Russian dressing. This magnificent Dilly Dally Deli Reuben won the International Reuben Festival First Prize Award this year in Montreal, Canada. As seen in a dream by Rachel Rye, 123 Hard Roll Avenue, Pumpernickel, Connecticut. Regular size versions of this massive award-winning Reuben are now on sale anytime after 11 a.m. daily and Saturday at 3 convenient locations. The brand new Dilly Dally Deli, Route 72 in Cromwell, a quarter mile west of Kmart. The Dilly on Main Street, New Britain. And the Dilly Dally Pub, Kings Plaza, Plainville, where they set the Reuben to music. Tuesday and Wednesday, it's Timothy Doherty, the one-man band. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you'll hear Mark Pollard. Final note. Rachel Rye, please be sure to stop in and pick up your prize.
We do it for you on Golden 91Q.